Hey, it's Steve Imke. In the fall of 2016, I had an opportunity to spend two nights with a class full of hobbyists that wanted to learn how to take a hobby that they love and turn it into a viable business. During those two nights, I took them on a journey of business entrepreneurship. I'm sorry you didn't make it, and I hope this is the next best thing. Here are excerpts from that live event. Hope you enjoy it. But even more important, I hope it inspires you to get off the couch and do something with it. Thanks for listening. I have ABC Plumbing, and I'm going to sue ABC Plumbing because they did a really bad job on my house, and my house flooded as a result of that. How am I going to sue them? How do I? Because I physically have to serve paper to a human being. ABC Plumbing is not a physical person. Has a tax ID number, but it's not a social security number. I have to know who to serve that paper to. That person is the registered agent. The only thing that the Secretary of State is doing, or the principal thing the Secretary of State is doing, is it's trying to take a name. So nobody in the state of Colorado can have ABC Plumbing, and we're going to associate that with one registered agent that I'm going to serve those papers to. That's why it costs $50 the first year and $10 a year afterwards. There's not a lot of information in there. It's just those two correlation that actually occurs. Now, that registered agent could be you, it could be a lawyer, or it could be a company that acts as a registered agent. So it has to be somebody involved with that. You couldn't just say, I want my Aunt Edna to be that kind of a thing because she may not give you the papers. You also have to be living in that state. So I'm a restaurant in Ohio. I don't live in Ohio. I couldn't be the registered agent even if I wanted to. I have to hire a company that actually acts as my registered agent because the county sheriff is the one who's going to hand that. And I can tell you what, my restaurant's in Columbus, Ohio. There's no way the sheriff in Columbus, Ohio is going to fly all the way out here to Colorado Springs and serve me papers. Now, I also own some property in Virginia, residential properties, and in that particular case, I have a lawyer who represents me because, well, we'll talk a little bit about that because that's a little bit more litigious kind of a situation, and I want to know when they're going to sue me, and they hire their lawyer, and they realize that I'm lawyered up, they're probably not even going to get the lawsuit. Next thing we talk about is articles of incorporation. If you're a corporation, articles of organization, if you're an LLC, kind of things that you have in there, right? This is the paperwork that you fill out with the Secretary of State. This is the kind of information you have to be prepared to answer. What's the name of the business? Don't forget LLC or Inc. in the name. The principal office address, where that is. That's where they're going to go. The name and address of the registered agent. Remember, you, lawyer, or this company. Name of the persons forming the entity, which is probably going to be you. But it could also be a lawyer. Again, if you want to create a lot of distance between you and the entity, so you're a high net worth person and you're in a very litigious space, like you're a wedding photographer and you're worth millions, and you really screw up somebody's wedding and they want to go sue you for millions of dollars, you really don't want anybody to know that you're the person there. So you give a business card that says I'm a photographer. It's no indication that I own that particular business. I have a lawyer who acts as my registered agent. At the end of the day, my lawyer is also the person who forms that particular thing. There's no way for one of those ambulance chaser lawyers there to actually determine that I have any ownership in that business that looks like I'm a photographer. So actually, if you go to my LinkedIn page, you'll actually see that I don't list myself as owner of anything. For an oil and gas company, I might be investment manager or something along that line. The effective date, email address for you, because they'll send you forms when it needs to be in there, and name and address of the person actually doing the form. Again, the more you can create a distance between you and them, the better off you are. So what we recommend for startups, and especially in this particular space, you know what? This is Steve-ism. I got to qualify that because, again, if you go talk to a lawyer, they're going to say, Steve's full of hooey. You don't listen to him. Should be a limited liability. I'm saying, and I think most of the guys at SCORE will agree with me, a sole proprietor is a perfectly good entity for many particular situations, and you already are. When you have a garage sale, you're a sole proprietor. So you don't really need to do anything to do that. If you want to register a trade name or something, you can do that. If you're ever going to go down there and register a trade name, you might as well just do an LLC. It's not that much different. The cost is $25 or $50, and you do get some additional benefits from an LLC. Probably as much as I really want to talk about that.
Thank you for listening to How to Turn My Hobby into a Full-Fledged Business. To learn more about Steve Imke, or to learn more about what it takes to own and operate a small business, please visit stevebizblog.com. That's stevebizblog.com. Or look for Steve's many books on various aspects of small business ownership at amazon.com or at stevebizblog.com.